Hare Krishna. So today is the last day of the seminar, and for last three sessions we discussed about Prabhupada's special position in ISKCON as the founder acharya. Today someone was telling me that actually the points that we are discussing is actually known to everyone. Most of the devotees know about this point, about Prabhupada's position. But these points are not really brought up and openly discussed. Actually, in ISKCON, we see that Prabhupada has a very special position, naturally, because Prabhupada is the founder of this institution. Prabhupada created ISKCON. If Prabhupada didn't come, there wouldn't have been any ISKCON. It is due to Srila Prabhupada that ISKCON is here. It is due to Srila Prabhupada that Krishna consciousness movement spread all over the world, and it is due to Srila Prabhupada that all of us have been delivered. If Prabhupada didn't come, at least we wouldn't have been in ISKCON. If Prabhupada didn't come, they wouldn't have been in ISKCON. And if Prabhupada didn't come, we wouldn't have been in Krishna consciousness. At least most of us. So that is Srila Prabhupada's very special contribution. In simple words, we can say that if we were not here, ISKCON would have been there. But if Prabhupada was not here, ISKCON wouldn't have been here. No matter how important a member we may be in ISKCON, but without us, ISKCON would have been there. But without Prabhupada, there wouldn't have been any ISKCON. So that is Srila Prabhupada's very, very special significance, very special position in propagation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement throughout the world. Also, we notice that so many individuals today, are those who are not members of ISKCON, they're going out, they're going around the world and preaching and gathering some followings. But if Prabhupada didn't come and create ISKCON and spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, they wouldn't have been able to go out and preach and make their following. So in the domain of, in the realm of Krishna consciousness movement, throughout propagation of Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world, Srila Prabhupada undoubtedly has a very, very special position. And sooner we recognize that important position of Srila Prabhupada, will be better for the propagation of Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Sometimes I think of an example that when we are very close to a mountain, we fail to recognize how high the mountain is. Sometimes a small hill may obscure our vision of the mountain. Sometimes a small building may be obscure our vision of the huge mountain. But as we move away from the mountain, we become aware of the greatness of the mountain, the height of the mountain. And all the other small hills and smaller mountains, they assume their actual height. And the high mountain, the great mountain, stands with its greatness. So similarly, since we are very close to Srila Prabhupada, sometimes we fail to recognize the greatness of Srila Prabhupada, because we are seeing him in such, from such a close proximity. But as we move in time, and the more we move away from Srila Prabhupada in time, the more we'll be able to appreciate Srila Prabhupada's greatness and glory. So, and it is important that we recognize Srila Prabhupada's greatness, because when you recognize Srila Prabhupada's greatness, then we'll be able to appreciate the value of Srila Prabhupada's contribution, Srila Prabhupada's teaching, Srila Prabhupada's gift. And the more we are able to appreciate that gift of Srila Prabhupada, the more we'll benefit, more we'll be able to recognize the value and will be eager to accept it. And as I was mentioning the other day, that in many devotees who have joined the movement after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, I see in them there was a lamentation that they could meet Srila Prabhupada. They lament that if I joined 1 year earlier, I could have met Srila Prabhupada. If I joined 5 years earlier, I could have met Srila Prabhupada. If I met 20 years earlier, I could have met Srila Prabhupada. And this yearning to be connected to Srila Prabhupada will always be there. People will think, if I was here 1,000 years ago, I could have met Srila Prabhupada. People will feel that way. And it is also important, therefore, to remember that all of us, those who have joined this con, are in contact with Srila Prabhupada. We met Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is present. We have a link with Srila Prabhupada. We are connected to Srila Prabhupada. We are receiving Srila Prabhupada's mercy through his books, through his institution, through his devotees, through his temples. And the more we remind them, more we reassure them that you have this prerogative, you have this opportunity, you are connected to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't leave. Prabhupada is still present. Prabhupada is still present in his ISKCON. And take full advantage of Srila Prabhupada's gift. Srila Prabhupada knew that he is not going to be here physically present forever. Therefore, Prabhupada created the ISKCON so that his mercy will continue. His presence will be there. As we know, the spiritual master is present in the form of Vapu and Vani. So Prabhupada's Vapu, Prabhupada's physical form, may have disappeared from our vision, but Srila Prabhupada is still present through his Vani, through his instructions, through this arrangement that he has made for us. When we are in the shelter of ISKCON, we are being protected by Srila Prabhupada. Well, don't we notice that? The individuals, those who, in spite of many difficulties, those who stay in ISKCON, their spiritual life remain intact. But those who leave the shelter of ISKCON, their spiritual life is in turmoil. So this way we can see how wonderfully this divine arrangement of Srila Prabhupada through his International Society for Krishna Consciousness is protecting and maintaining our spiritual lives. So this is how Srila Prabhupada is still present. Srila Prabhupada didn't go away. Srila Prabhupada didn't leave. So yesterday we invited questions, and there were quite a few questions, and I will also ask today also if anybody has any questions If not, then we will go to the next phase. That is, we will request the devotees to tell their understanding of Srila Prabhupada's position in their lives, in their spiritual lives. Yes, Suresha Prabhu. Let me give you all a brief introduction of Suresha Prabhu. Suresha Prabhu is a very senior devotee. He is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and he served in many places in America very expertly. And Suresha Prabhu is still in the Ministry of Cow Protection, and Suresha Prabhu used to write in Back to Godhead on cow protection and the importance of cow culture, Vedic culture that is based on Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Thank you, Suresha Prabhu.
Thank you. It's our conviction in the cow ministry that the more we take care of our gorus, goru is Bengali for cows, the more our gurus will flourish. As Shastra says, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha.
Right.
But I had one question for you, Maharaj, about your introductory remarks. You began by mentioning how really what we've discussed so far, we really know.
Yeah.
Father Time, if no one else, Father Time has revealed these things, Prabhupada's position emerging. So, but then you made an interesting remark. You said, but we don't usually discuss these things openly. Could you tell us why?
I will not just directly go to the why, but I will just explain how and the need of understanding Srila Prabhupada's position. The first point is, okay, fine, maybe I can also get into the why aspect of it. Again, you know, it is my perception, and I don't want this to be the, you know, fundamental understanding of everybody, but it is just my perception. I've been in the movement for quite some time. I was involved in serving Srila Prabhupada, although I joined very late, but Prabhupada very mercifully allowed me to stay with him and serve him. And for last 10 months of Srila Prabhupada's stay in this planet, I was with Srila Prabhupada day and night practically. And so I saw things from a very close perspective, the development, which in a way is natural. What happened in ISKCON, in a way it's natural. It's a new movement which included many members who are not really acquainted so well acquainted with the Vedic culture, and so mistakes can be made. And we have to admit that in ISKCON there have been many mistakes. So I'll just, in that perspective, I'll just give my perceptions. You see, after Prabhupada left this planet, Prabhupada, naturally, a void was created, and devotees were very much in a intense mood of separation and bewilderment. What to do now? And Then 11 leading devotees assume the role of a guru, becoming gurus. So they, you know, their understanding of guru was the way Srila Prabhupada was. So they started to behave in a way that Srila Prabhupada behaved. And like he was the guru and he was the personality who was solely responsible for the spiritual life of the disciples. So, and Prabhupada assumed the role of a guru and accepted the worship of the disciples. So the same kind of standard started to be enacted or practiced in ISKCON. But although it was a mistake, it couldn't be detected at that time. And if somebody pointed out that it was a mistake, it was not taken in the right spirit. And then, in course of time, we saw that individuals out of those 11, some individuals started to have spiritual difficulties. And then only we begin to realize that it was a mistake. In 8 years' time, or actually within a short span of 3-4 years' time, from 82 to 86, many of the gurus started to have their spiritual difficulties, and 6 of them fell down at that time. And naturally the society was in big crisis. There was a huge turmoil. Then the senior devotees concerned where did we go wrong? And that was in 86 that we considered that, and then 50 devotees from all over the world, they got together in Mayapur and they considered what actually went wrong. And then they figured out or analyzed that the problem was actually this initiation system in ISKCON, which was known as zonal guru system, that the individuals became gurus of respective zones, and everyone was being forced to take initiation from those individuals, and as a result of that, that personality became the sole spiritual identity in that area. And then it was felt that actually it was a mistake to consider that only 11 persons or just a handful of individuals were meant to become gurus. So they expanded the thing that let there be many gurus, and they were not limited to certain zone, but they were allowed to accept disciples wherever individuals were interested to take initiation from them. And so, you see, that system is being continued. And as in the zonal acharya time, the understanding was the guru is the initiating spiritual master is the sole responsible person, I mean, is solely responsible for the disciple's spiritual progress. That concept still continued. And personally I feel, because of that misconception, Prabhupada's position is not really properly recognized. But an interesting thing to note here is that although we are not openly saying that Srila Prabhupada is the main spiritual shelter, and the, we, in In simple words, we can say the main guru of all the devotees of ISKCON. But still, through the GBC resolutions and the practice in ISKCON, things are it is becoming more and more clear. For example, one resolution of ISKCON is that in the temples, only Srila Prabhupada will be worshipped in his Guru Puja. And every devotee should participate in that Guru Puja. So now, if we, and no other gurus will be worshipped in the temple except only one day a year, that is on their appearance day. So this resolution is actually clearly indicating that Prabhupada is the guru for all the devotees of ISKCON. Because Prabhupada is being worshipped by everybody, and Prabhupada will be continued to be worshipped every day by everybody in the temples. The GBC has a resolution also that Srila Prabhupada is as the founder Acharya of ISKCON, is the preeminent Shiksha Guru of all the devotees of ISKCON for all time. Prabhupada's books, which are synonymous to his instructions, are the very foundation of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So these are, you know, like established, but maybe due to, you know, our immaturity, maybe we can say, or due to lack of understanding, this point is not becoming clear to everybody, and that's why the discussion is not taking place. But I feel happy that, you know, we started to discuss about it. And as we mentioned yesterday about the need for this seminars, this kind of discussions and seminars, and because after all, you know, like, what's the harm in having the right understanding, right? And also another consideration is that, as I mentioned, one major problem is that Krishna consciousness is a foreign thing in the Western world. So the individuals who are coming from the Western background, they're not really quite adept with this understanding that clearly the Vedic culture. What is the guru-disciple relationship? What is the disciplic succession, and so on and so forth. Right? Say, for example, it is in spiritual life, when we glorify somebody, it doesn't mean that we have to minimize somebody else. In the material nature, it is like that. Because we are limited, we have a limited amount to offer. So if we offer something to somebody, then we are lacking in offering to someone else. Right? But that is not the case in the spiritual reality. In the spiritual reality, the more you give, the more you achieve. Right? Say, for example, one example is knowledge. Say, when you give, say, money or anything material, if you give, you are short of that much. Right? But look at knowledge. If you give, the more you give, the more you get. By giving, you acquire more. Similarly, the spiritual wisdom, the more you give, respect, the more you give, the more you get. But we have to see it on the spiritual context. So now, misconception or a fallacy is that we are thinking that if I give my love to Srila Prabhupada, I will not be able to give my love to my guru. But that's not the fact. First of all, I have to see my guru as the representative of Srila Prabhupada. My guru is a guru today. Of course, it's not up to a disciple to judge, but the reality is that those who are representing ISKCON, or those who are spiritual masters in ISKCON today, they are spiritual masters because of Srila Prabhupada, because they're representing Srila Prabhupada. Now, one important thing to note here, we'll go back to the Zonalacharya time, that some individuals thought that they do not really have to be connected to Srila Prabhupada. They went on their own, and at that time we felt that probably it will cause a great damage to the society. It did cause damage, but unfortunately the individuals, those who separated from ISKCON, instead of flourishing, they started to wither. So therefore we have to see that the real spiritual potency or the real spiritual flow is coming from Srila Prabhupada. We are whatever we are because of Srila Prabhupada. We are whatever we are because we are representing ISKCON. Like if I stand here without the backing of ISKCON, who will recognize me? But because I am representing ISKCON, you know, no matter whatever I am, you know, like I have, you know, some recognition. So this is what we have to really appreciate. First appraise, recognize and appreciate.
I think what's going on here is healthy, and it's back to the question, why haven't we just discussed these things openly? It's almost like a family that's become very dysfunctional, and it's just hard to talk because there's so many variant applications of the philosophy. You're afraid to say what's in your heart because it might offend somebody. But now we can talk.
Anyway, we started it. Let's see how far it goes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sri Shapu. So maybe now I can go into devotees who want to speak about their understanding of Srila Prabhupada or their recognition of Srila Prabhupada's contribution in their spiritual life. Or in simple words I can say, I mean if we don't get into that, then in simple words you can say what you all gathered in last 3 days sessions. Anybody would like to speak? Yes. Give them the microphone. Here, the mic is here.
Maharaj, in my case, when I came...
Maybe I can first ask you to identify yourself, who you are, so that everybody knows.
Yeah, my name is Rasa Mandala. I am from Morocco. I am disciple of Lokanath Maharaj. I came to ISKCON in 1991.
When you say the name of your spiritual master, you must say either His Divine Grace or Srila.
Srila Lokanath Maharaj. In my case, when I came to Krishna Consciousness, I got a book from Srila Prabhupada. I could not find the devotee. I was in Belgium. One year I could not find the devotees. Then Srila Prabhupada helped me a lot in my spiritual life. Then when I came to the temple, I get a service dressed in Srila Prabhupada. Then this is very nice service. You can feel that Srila Prabhupada is there. The Murti, then to take care of him nicely, and all the day when we do this service, whenever we come to the temple, we watch Srila Prabhupada, we are looking at him, he's there. When we are chanting also, all the our meditation is on Srila Prabhupada Murti. Then I was in Paris, and Srila Prabhupada has watch, but it was not working the watch. Then I bought one for him, then like this. Then today, of course, when I read the philosophy, I appreciate a lot of Srila Prabhupada. Like one day we were in Turkey preaching to the Muslims, and some devotees, they went to some Mayavad. Then they told them that if we become drop of water, then it's better. Then this devotee became very disturbed. Then he came to me and he told me this, and I was also very disturbed. I could not answer the question. Then 1 year later, I was reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Then Srila Prabhupada answered the question. He said that we don't want to become drop of water. If we become drop of water, we will take the risk to get evaporated by the sun, and we will fall again down. Then I start saying, Srila Prabhupada, kiya, like this, feeling very happy. And Srila Prabhupada said, you want to become small fish and go deep into the ocean and see the varieties. And then, like this is my relation, that when I read Srila Prabhupada's classes, of course now I have more relationship with my spiritual master, and sometimes tendencies to forget Srila Prabhupada. But still, because our spiritual master, he's never speaking about himself. He is everything, bringing us also to Prabhupada. Then there is no fanaticism, but otherwise there is tendency to focus, to depend how the spiritual master is preaching to his disciples. I will not go more, there is more things, but let other devotees speak. Hare Krishna.
I'd like to make an advertisement for the Bhaktivedanta Archives. They are responsible for all of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, thousands upon thousands of lectures of Srila Prabhupada. And speaking from personal experience, Srila Prabhupada's lectures have literally changed my life and are feeding my spiritual life on a daily basis. I have a MP3 player. I'll show you. They're available very cheaply, and you can download all of Srila Prabhupada's lectures on it and listen to his voice every day. He's the most powerful preacher, and no one will deny that. And as we hear, he reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die while living still in sound. So Srila Prabhupada's books are transcriptions of his voice. But hearing his lectures is in a way even more direct, because Srila Prabhupada is right there in his voice. He's right there. So personally, I love to, for example, take a walk alone with a walkman and just look on the ground and walk and listen to Srila Prabhupada. And there, I'm right there, I'm associating directly with Srila Prabhupada. It's me and Srila Prabhupada. Los Angeles, who's one of the biggest book distributors in the world, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, gave me that idea. And by his own example, he does that on a daily basis. He listens to Srila Prabhupada's lectures. And ever since I've been doing that, I notice how I can serve my spiritual master so much better. I have much determination to chant the holy name attentively, to say no to sense gratification, to have more enthusiasm and sincerity in devotional service by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada through his books and right now especially his lectures. So just a humble advice, get Srila Prabhupada's lectures, listen to them every day, and he'll make you so strong in spiritual life. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna. I am Master Paul from Czech Republic. I only want to show the to tell about how powerful a book of Srila Prabhupada, because first time I got book, small book, it was called Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. When I was 17 years, and my sister brought this book from library to home, and I see Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. It is quite interesting, I have to read it. And after I read the whole book in one day, and on the end there was written all other books which were translated to my language. So I went to library immediately, and I purchased all the books what were available in the library, and I read them, and practically it was enough that I had already decision that this is what I want. Practically it was, this decision was made after this first book. And if I would not get this book, I don't know where I would today be. For sure not here in Mayapur, and in associations of so many devotees. And therefore I accepted the Prabhupada like my Shiksha Guru, and I want to tell that this is if we only distribute this Shiksha what Prabhupada gave to other people, then this is the most important service for them, because Prabhupada, when he preached to them, then they also can get the opportunity, because without knowledge there is no opportunity. Therefore, in this way, I want to thank also to devotees who brought these books to the library. It was especially this was Raghunath Priya Prabhu. He is disciple of Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. He is preaching in Slovak Republic. Raghunath Priya Prabhu is disciple of Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, and practically he was distributing these books to the libraries, and he was doing sankirtan with the books. And by his mercy, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I am able to be in Mayapur in for Gaura Purnima, and in such nice place between so many devotees. Therefore, I think that this is a very important service for people, to give them Prabhupada books. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. So anyone else? Yes.
Hare Krishna. My name is Krishna Kripadas. I'm a disciple of Srila Bhakti Charuswami Maharaj. My story is very interesting also, how Prabhupada books are so powerful. The devotees came to Spain, to my city, in 1979, and my father bought a book, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness. It was one of the first books printed in Spanish. And at that time I was 9 years old, so I didn't take any interest in that book. And the book was sitting in the shelf of my house for 6 years, till 1985, when I started reading this book. And that was what I was looking for, no? And Prabhupada, in a very easy way, he answered all my questions that I have about spiritual life. And in the few days I became vegetarian, and I joined ISKCON. That was 18 years ago, and I feel that Prabhupada personally touched me through his mercy for the books. And I think that 99% of the devotees we join due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy through his books. And very recently, like 2 weeks ago, I was in Udipi, in a famous temple of Lord Krishna is there, and one sannyasi from Madhavacharya told me that Madhavacharya chose Swamiji Prabhupada to deliver the message of Krishna consciousness to the Western world. So nowadays we can see that in India and abroad, people are realizing more and more the importance of Srila Prabhupada. So we have to be very proud of being disciple and grand disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and we have to make a very big effort to distribute the glories of Srila Prabhupada, that everybody know really who is Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. My name is Bharat Das. I am a disciple of Srila Kamal Krishna Goswami. There's no doubt that Srila Prabhupada is very great. But in the beginning years of my spiritual life, it's very difficult to love a great person, because you look at a great person with such awe and reverence. So when I met my spiritual master, I deeply listen when he gives lectures. And one thing I realized when he gives lectures, he always tried to express how we could possibly begin or develop love for Srila Prabhupada. He always tried to share this through his dealings with us. And by serving him and by loving him, our spiritual master, then we begin to love Srila Prabhupada. And when we read Srila Prabhupada's book, we understand it not with such awe and reverence, but with the deep feeling of how to follow his instructions in such a way, how to please him in a very loving mood like this. And therefore I felt that Srila Prabhupada gave us Kamal Krishna Goswami, and Srila Gurudev gave us Srila Prabhupada in a very lovingly way.
Right.
Yes, that's a very good point. Like, actually, were you here yesterday? Okay. Yesterday we discussed about that point, actually. That, yes, the guru is needed. You see, spiritual life means we need a guru. The whole system is based on guru-disciple. So, and the guru acts as a via medium. The disciple accepts a guru, and the guru in ISKCON gives Srila Prabhupada to his disciples through his books, through his institution. And the more clear that perception, better will be our progress in spiritual life. And yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bhai. Anybody, anyone else? And it's a very important point that that for a disciple to recognize that very mercifully Srila Prabhupada has given us the spiritual master. Because through him we can get Srila Prabhupada. Although the books are there, but the teacher is needed. Just books are not enough. To explain the books, we need the teachers.
Hare Krishna. I am Narayani Devi Dasi from Holland. My spiritual master is His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And I appreciate Srila Prabhupada very much. Because of him, I am here at Mayapur, and he has saved my life by giving me a perfect spiritual master. That's all.
Hare Krishna. My name is Amitachara Das from Belgium.
I would like to tell an experience in Bombay recently that when all the Prabhupada disciples, they gathered and they talked for hours and hours about Prabhupada without end. Their heart could not be stopped. And especially also when Garga Muni explained, when Prabhupada told, you go now, go to Pakistan for preaching. Immediately, next day they were going to Pakistan. And then after they came back and Prabhupada was giving the Bhagavatam class, he suddenly stopped the Bhagavatam class when they came in the room and he embraced Garga Muni Prabhu. And he said that embrace was as if millions of papa karma, sinful activities were destroyed. And I just melted down because Garga Muni is almost double size of Prabhupada, so big, that a very qualified personality to do so many things, but he became like a small child, he said. I fell down for Prabhupada and he took Prabhupada's lotus feet and he says, I don't want to leave this feet. And Prabhupada wanted to move, but it was not possible. And he cried very much tears. He said, so then I was thinking, who has so much love for somebody in this world? So Guru or something has so much love like Prabhupada for others, and then who can compete? It's not possible. I was very strongly realizing. So that's what I want. So anyone else?
My name is Krishna Kumari Dasi, and my spiritual master is His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj.
Who?
Loknath Swami
Maharaj.
Okay,
yes.
First of all, Maharaj, I would like to say it's such an honor to meet you, because I've spent many hours listening to your CDs. So it's wonderful to be able to meet you. And I would like to give my experience, because before I became Krishna conscious, I was leading a very nice life in a sort of material sense, but there was something missing in my life. And I always used to feel very unhappy in spite of being very alright materially, but there was something missing. And fortunately, in 1984, my husband, he made me a life member in Nagpur. When ISKCON people first came to Nagpur, they were making life members, so he, because he has a good heart, so he said, okay, we'll become members, and he made me a member. And the books were lying with me, Maharaj, for 10 years. I used to open them and reverentially I used to look at the pictures, but I just didn't know who is God. I was always searching, you know, because everybody prays to somebody different in India, so I was just not sure who is God. And then one day I really cried, you know. I thought to myself, where is God, where is he? And then I thought, okay, I should read Bhagavad Gita, because everybody says, you know, everybody reads it. And I always used to wonder why people have to keep their hand on it and swear by it. So I started to open it, and then I thought, no, I should first read about the person who has actually written or translated all these books. So I started reading the biography of Srila Prabhupada. And I think just the introduction by Satswarup Maharaj, I just read the first few pages and I knew that this was what was missing in my life. So I can never repay Prabhupada for what he has done in my life, but I feel that by following his instructions, through the instructions of our own spiritual masters, right, perhaps we can thank him. We can never repay him for what he has
done. Right. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. So, Okay, if there's nobody else, okay. There. Oh, yeah.
Hare Krishna, my name is Samaveda Das. I was initiated by Bhagavan. And I want just to relate one story that personally I feel like was quite instructive. No? Just a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago, one devotee was talking with me about the importance of taking shelter on the spiritual master. No? And he was saying to me that in spiritual life, no, the most important thing, no, is to find the guru, no? I said, the guru that will bring you back to God, no? In this way, he was saying to me that there is a Puri Maharaj that is a very pure devotee, pure advanced devotee, no? And he said to me that personally, he saw many senior devotees to go to Puri Maharaj and take shelter in him and offer obeisance to him. No? He said that he was saying that this proves that Puri Maharaj has special personality. No? Otherwise, why so many devotees go to him and take shelter? This should make you understand in which person you should take shelter from the reality of what is going on, no? And try to preach to me, no? Was saying, look, you are here confused, you don't know what to do, but if you take shelter in the spiritual master, the life will become clear, spiritual life will be clear, and everything will be auspicious for you, no? In that moment I said to him, because I know him for a long time, no? He was like one of the congregation in Italy, no? Was coming regularly to the temple for many years, but he never took initiation, no? I said to him, you remember, you are in Rome, you are coming to our temple all the time, now you took shelter in Puri Maharaj, but why? You meet us, you took all the benefit from us, from ISKCON, and now you go away and take shelter in another spiritual master instead of Prabhupada. You should not have done this, no? In that moment, he admitted, he said, yes. Before he was trying to preach to me, no? He was saying, you are without shelter, what you are doing here without spiritual master. But after when I speak this thing to him, he admitted, yes, it's true. I was weak. I was not able to accept the situation in ISKCON that is created, was created by all this confusion of Dzonalacharya, all this thing. It bewildered him. No? In this way, he decided, okay, it's better I take shelter in senior Vaishnava that I can trust. No? In this way, he admitted that he was faulty. No? What I want to say is that, in ISKCON, everyone admits that Prabhupada is the main Shiksha Guru, no? And they think that this is what really we should put in real practice, no? Without becoming rhetoric or without accepting some Mayavadi philosophy, but still, like Satsvaru Maharaj said, our duty is to carry on in the same way, like when there was Prabhupada, that everyone should concentrate on Prabhupada. Without this don't mean that we should reject the spiritual master or other Shiksha Guru. We should run a spiritual life, but in the same time, we should put Prabhupada in the center, because he's our main Shiksha Guru. This is reality, no one can deny. Main Shiksha Guru means that our life is already committed to him. Like I said to this boy, I said, your life was already dedicated to Prabhupada. Why you take another spiritual master? Already you took Prabhupada. This no means rhetoric. It means that we are rhetoric and we think, no, all the Diksha Guru are bogus. No, they are also bona fide. But Srila Prabhupada still remain the main Shiksha Guru. And should be there. Otherwise, if we don't put Prabhupada in the center, the society cannot run, because it's like in the lake. If everyone throw the stone in different place, there is confusion. No? But if we have one common center, that is Prabhupada, everything can run nicely. And this no means that we should exclude other guide, spiritual master, and other spiritual instructor. Everything can be there, no? But with Prabhupada in the center, no? Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Suresh Prabhu. Thank you.
Maharaj, I wonder if you could comment on how the oneness and the difference of everything, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, can help us understand Guru Tattva. Because I'm hearing an absolute truth and beauty in all the comments, all the diverse comments. And I say absolute, because everything seems to be harmonious on this principle of oneness and difference. And it seems to be a key to resolving our guru issue. Could you say something about oneness and difference?
Well, it's a very broad topic, but let me see if I can try to put it in simple and succinct way. You see, here the bhed and abhed, simultaneously difference and similarity, is we are actually talking about Prabhupada's position as the preeminent Shiksha Guru of all the devotees of ISKCON for all the time. And at the same time, we have to consider the importance of a living guru, or gurus, both Diksha and Shiksha. Now, as I mentioned earlier, in the material platform, if you give something to somebody, because you are limited, you can't give that to somebody else. But that's not the case with the spiritual platform. In the spiritual platform, you're dealing with the absolute. You can give your absolute surrender to your for a second generation disciple. You know, yes, he must surrender 100% to his guru. Right? Yet, you know, he has to recognize Srila Prabhupada as the preeminent link, or the preeminent personality in his spiritual life. Now, this concept, this, although apparently different, you know, like I have, say, a devotee has his, who came after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, he should have a spiritual master. Yet, he should also recognize the very special position of Srila Prabhupada in his life. Now, there is a difference. There are two personalities. Like, for example, sometimes it happens. I'll give you an example. During the early days, in, as we call it, the Zonal Acharya time, Zonal Acharya period, one godbrother of mine, who was a temple president, told me that one day his wife, who was the Sankirtan devotee, Sankirtan leader for the ladies' party, came crying to him. And she said that, you know, every day they used to play Srila Prabhupada's tape when they used to drive. And so most of the disciples, most of the members, most of the Sankirtan devotees in her team were actually Prabhupada's grand disciples. So one day they say that we want to play our guru's tape. He said, Prabhupada is your guru, so you listen to Prabhupada, but we will listen to our guru's tape. You know? And it completely, you know, devastated her, you know, like, and she came back crying to him. Now, you see, this is a material concept. Naturally, I mean, devotees may want to listen to their guru, but that shouldn't be in rejection of Srila Prabhupada. But rather, it should be perfectly harmonized that, well, you know, like we listen to Srila Prabhupada, but our guru is also explaining, our guru is also giving Srila Prabhupada to us, not in exclusion of Srila Prabhupada, it should be done. You know. But you see, when one is neophyte, therefore neophyte devotee is identified as a Prakrita Bhakta in Sanskrit. Prakrita means materialistic devotee. He is situated on the material platform. His dealings are on that level. He hasn't quite understood the spiritual reality. So in that case, you find this kind of duality or bhed, right? That I have my guru, therefore I can't accept anybody else. It happens. So often we notice that. Like, so often I hear temple presidents or, you know, devotees tell me that, you know, I made this person a devotee. I trained him up. I had a fantastic relationship with him. But the day he got initiated, his relationship with me is finished. Now, you know, these are the Prakrita consideration, you know, Prakrita attitude. But the spiritual attitude will be, my guru is a transparent via medium to Srila Prabhupada. I am surrendering myself to my guru, but what my guru is giving me? My guru is giving me Srila Prabhupada. That is why a guru is a guru. In normal condition, why a guru is a guru? What is the qualification of a guru? Guru gives Krishna. Right? That is the qualification. If somebody can't give Krishna, can he be a guru? Our scripture says no. A person who is not able to give Krishna, he should not become a guru. And if somebody accepts a guru who is not able to give Krishna, one must reject him. Now, in our context, because we are functioning in the structure of ISKCON, we have another step before that. Like in ISKCON, as representatives of ISKCON, we are giving our disciple Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is giving us Krishna through his books, through... And it's not that my guru is not giving me Krishna. My guru also got Krishna through Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, he is giving me Krishna. Right? So in this way, it is perfectly harmonized with this spiritual understanding. And that is, I will say, you know, our achinta bhedabhed consideration in this context. You know. Yes, we must be surrendered to our guru 100%. And at the same time, Srila Prabhupada is the most important personality for our spiritual development. So this is how it is harmonized. Both are simultaneously on.
It seems in the spiritual concept, it runs on love.
Yes.
And the material concept, it runs on envy.
Wonderful. Yeah, right.
Let me just give you one example. I was at a meeting of Satsguru Maharaj and his disciples. And as I mentioned in the first or second meeting here, I've always looked at Satsguru Maharaj as a Shiksha Guru to help me understand Srila Prabhupada. So at the end of the meeting, I was allowed to come because I was a friend of his. And at the end of the meeting, I asked him a question. I said, how are these people here any less Srila Prabhupada's disciples? And how am I any less your disciple? It was a kind of a bombshell. And it put him on the spot. And then he tried to answer. But whatever he said, it didn't even seem to matter. Because we all loved each other. There was a oneness and a difference. And that's all that really mattered. It didn't really matter some kind of intellectual explanation of it. That's the way it works.
Right, yeah.
Love.
Thank you, Suresh Prabhu. Very well. Yes, you had your hands up. Oh, I think his hand was there before. Yeah, did you raise your hand? Yeah. So let him speak first and then you speak.
Okay. First of all, Singh Kumaraj, and in first lecture you wanted to make this notice and about structure. May I? Because someone like this was mic not not working. May I?
Write? Oh, I see.
Very quickly, only 2-3 minutes.
Very quickly. Okay, let me see. you want to do it or?
Yeah.
You want to do it? Okay, sure.
Because Maharaj, you asked what my understanding of Srila Prabhupada, and that I want to explain.
Okay, sure, please.
And as Maharaj was explaining, what our society is like a very big business company. Example, this big our company, and our this owner of company is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as we say, in each company they have a general manager. From owner to come to general manager, and that is Srila Prabhupada. And if you say each company they are manufacturing something and they are selling. In our case, as Maharaj you mentioned, that is law of Godhead we are selling. And Srila Prabhupada is taken from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he is distributing through all over the world, because we have so many branches coming from.
Yeah.
And because Srila Prabhupada is general manager, after Srila Prabhupada says manager coming to his GBC. After, in our time is GBC manager coming to.
Okay, yes, sorry.
And then and for purchasing this something there is price, and in any company you go something you purchase, example Sony, there is some price from company. And in our case, what is the price for paying? Because example we want to have love of God, we want to purchase, we have to pay something. And I was listening to one devotee, he was giving this seminar about Guru, and he said first is 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and then 4 regulative principles, and then preaching, and I think there is one more, that is reading of Srila Prabhupada's books. And this should be not for one day, it should be full all life, every day. This is the our price. And and if you want this love of Godhead, you have to pay this price. Otherwise, we will not get this. And then, example, somebody want discount price. If we go to some example purchase this in company, we ask, is there some discount? And example, if you want some discount, example, 4 rounds, or 4 rounds of mala, or 3 regulative principle, or something like that. But Srila Prabhupada says we have to pay all price. And then one time Srila Prabhupada was giving lecture for getting love of Godhead. We should be 100% Krishna consciousness. And devotees were looking at him and they all, nobody was happy. And Srila Prabhupada said, okay, 95%. And then he slowly, he said, okay, 75%. And then next day, devotees went to ask Srila Prabhupada, how it is? Scripture says what we should be fully 100% Krishna consciousness for going to, back to home, back to home, getting low. How it is what we are, in the end of life, if 70% of we will be in Krishna consciousness, we will get love of God. And Srila Prabhupada says, because I have love from backside of spiritual world, and that side I give you to a discount. And that side you may, for 75% of, in time of bit, 75% of your Krishna consciousness, then you may get love of God. This is my understanding of Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Nityananda Das. I'm serving in Tamil Nadu, South India. So I would like to reflect on one of Prabhupada's qualities. He's a pure devotee, so a pure devotee is naturally selfless and humble. So that was very much inspiring me and impressing me in personality of Srila Prabhupada. So while being in India and seeing, because I'm not from India, I'm from Latvia, but I came here, so seeing in India different other spiritual organizations, they are all named after their founder. For example, this one's mission, but our society is named the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and many times as I was approaching many people, and they know about ISKCON, but quite few of them know about Srila Prabhupada, even in India, even being in India. So that was very surprising to me, how people may know some Swami who has gone somewhere in the West, have some few disciples, or he is maybe just, you know, preaching some nonsense or whatever, but they don't know the real person who, the real, so to say, the hero of India who has spread that heritage which was being kept in India for somehow or other. So people, and then I was time after time, again and again, preaching and explaining to people about Srila Prabhupada, and in this way, also I have developed some kind of transcendental pride of having Prabhupada as my spiritual grandfather, and I think it's very useful tool to have in one's spiritual, this kind of transcendental pride of belonging to Srila Prabhupada's family, and especially this I was surprised how we, again, this while glorifying some personality in spiritual realm, that doesn't matter that we are minimizing others. So in this way, there were so many acharyas in who were spreading Vaishnavism, like the same of Madhva Acharya or Ramanuja Acharya, but still, just to especially to point out on Srila Prabhupada that except Srila Prabhupada, no one else has distributed Krishna consciousness ever in history on such a scale. So, and this gave me so much inspiration. And still, every time I was going to people's houses, and they don't know, many of them, they don't know ever about, even a little about Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is really selfless, and he wants to propagate and preach about Krishna and glorify Krishna. And so it's our duty to also to glorify Prabhupada after Krishna, for he is the one who gives him.
Thank you. Hare Krishna Nityananda Das Prabhuji. Yes.
Hare Krishna. My name is Madhavendra Puri Das. I'm a disciple of Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj. I just wanted to emphasize on this aspect of Achintya Bheda Tattva between Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master. I really feel that as grand disciples, we have an extra safeguard being initiated by a spiritual master who has taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Because when it comes to independence, we know that the living entity, because of that wayward independence, tends to become, to go astray from Krishna consciousness. It tends to turn his face away. And if the spiritual master is a via medium, transparent via medium to Srila Prabhupada, towards Srila Prabhupada, is going to magnify our access to Srila Prabhupada. And this will help us to curb our independence. I have one anecdote I would like to share with you. One day I was speaking to a disciple of Srila Prabhupada who was on the sannyas list. And he confessed to me that he had to wait a long time to take sannyas because they are very concerned that the sannyasis remain dependent to the ISKCON nomenclature, to the ISKCON organization. And then he told me, for you it will be easier to take sannyas if one day you take sannyas because your guru is still around. But see, when your guru is not around, the tendency is there to go astray, to become more independent. So I really feel that, and this registers some realization in me. I realized that having a bona fide spiritual master is going to magnify our access to Srila Prabhupada, and this will allow us to keep our independence under safeguard. So in that sense, we could say we're even better off sometimes than Srila Prabhupada's disciples, because we have Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master who magnifies the access to Srila Prabhupada. And especially in terms of independence, it's very good because we keep it under safety, under control, because of that double check. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaji, I'm pretty new to Krishna consciousness, just about 1 year old. I'm Gopishwar Das and the disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. So you just mentioned about this incident of a cassette, so I just want to share a small thing about what I have gone through. And in fact, I was just thinking about this, it can even be correlated, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, like Krishna is omnipresent, but we don't have the eyes to see Krishna. So Krishna reveals himself through his devotee. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also, like I used to go to Bombay temple pretty often, just for the music part of it. I knew nothing about the philosophy, I knew nothing about Srila Prabhupada, but used to go to the temple, like the Sankirtan, like the Kirtan, that's why I used to go there. And ended up buying a couple of cassettes from there. One of them was Srila Prabhupada's, and the other was a normal Sankirtan cassette by a devotee of ISKCON. And I played both the cassettes. Srila Prabhupada's cassette I heard, but never sort of, I liked that cassette, but never sort of felt the transcendental pleasure out of it. I heard the other cassette, which could relate me to the incidents in the temple, the Kirtanani temple, possibly because of the music, because we are attuned to a pastoral music. So I was liking that Kirtan much more. And I kept on listening that Kirtan, kept on, it was a cyclic process. the Srila Prabhupada's cassette kept on lying with me, but I never heard it afterwards. Thereafter, Krishna says that he will not leave anyone who's taken a sort of one step also. So I got caught in this circle, and then after a couple of years, I got to know a little bit about philosophy. I got to know about Srila Prabhupada. My Guru Maharaj was revealed to me. I got initiation and know a little bit of philosophy. And my today's condition is that 99% of the time, I have to listen just to Srila Prabhupada's cassette. I mean, obviously, Guru Maharaj's cassette and Srila, senior devotee's cassette. But the transcendental pleasure that comes out of Srila Prabhupada's cassette is simply unbelievable. So what I could feel is like the divinity of Prabhupada is revealed through his devotees. In the first instance, I didn't have the eyes or the ears to catch that transcendental pleasure. But through the process, through his devotees, I could now feel the transcendental pleasure. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so if you want to say something? Okay.
Maharaj, I just want to ask one thing on Guru Tattva. Like, I just met one of our friends. I will not name his name. Actually, he has accepted his Guru.
But he has?
He has accepted.
Accepted a Guru, yeah. Okay.
But he is not too much attached after Diksha. Okay. Because, so what is the conditions? How can we accept a Guru? How can we become attached to a particular Guru? That's what we need basically. How we can be attached to Srila Prabhupada also simultaneously? Because sometimes we see some devotees force, okay, accept this Guru is very good. And sometimes we attach to Guru by some kirtan or some physical activities. What is the internal thing? What is the basic living force?
Okay. So let's go to the root of the word Guru. The word Guru means one who removes the darkness of ignorance. Jnananjana Shalakaya, the personality who opened my darkened eyes and by anointing it with Jnananjana, with transcendental knowledge, with the mascara of transcendental knowledge. So that transcendental knowledge is knowledge about Krishna. So Guru is a person who gives us Krishna. Therefore Guru must be Krishna Tattva Vetya. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetya Shri Guru Hai. So when one becomes genuinely eager to have Krishna, then he approaches a person who can give him Krishna. Like ISKCON is here for so many years, but how many people are joining ISKCON? Or who are the people who are joining ISKCON? Tell me who are the individuals who are joining ISKCON? Why does one join ISKCON? Because they want Krishna, right? So when one becomes truly interested to get Krishna, then he joins a spiritual institution like ISKCON. And he accepts the spiritual knowledge, right? Now initially, in order to receive that spiritual knowledge, we need a personal guidance. Say, in our case, in the way ISKCON is today, Srila Prabhupada is present through his Vani, but everybody cannot hear Srila Prabhupada's Vani. Prabhupada is present in his books, but we need a teacher to explain Srila Prabhupada's books, right? So that teacher is a Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru. It is not that, as some people are coming up with some new theory, that there is no need of a Guru. Prabhupada is the Guru and that's it. Now, that concept
is not correct. Like, see, let us put it this way. Prabhupada is present in his books. But in order to understand the book, we need a teacher. Like they say, somebody wants to become a doctor. There are many books on medical science. But can he just buy those books and become a doctor? No. In order to understand those books, he needs the teachers who will guide him gradually in the subject. Similarly, the spiritual topic or the spiritual subject is presented in Prabhupada's books in a perfect way, completely presented in a most perfect and complete way. But we need a teacher. So that teacher is the present guru, or the guru who is present in front of us, in the form of Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. So, just like you want to get something, now the person you are going to get it from, isn't it natural that you will be grateful to him? So, when somebody loses respect for his guru, as you mentioned about somebody you are discussing with, then we have to understand that either he is not interested in spiritual life, spiritual subject. That's why he is not seeing what the guru is giving him. Or for some other reason, maybe the guru is not able to give it to him. Either possibilities are there. Now, but the consideration is that the disciple, sincere disciple, must submit himself to a qualified or bona fide spiritual master. And the bona fide spiritual master will reveal Prabhupada's vani, Prabhupada's teachings to him. And by practicing that process, he will make spiritual advancement. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Coming back to the point of the Veda, that we do accept Prabhupada as the preeminent Shiksha Guru, and also that we have to have our spiritual master. I think all devotees, they agree, they accept Srila Prabhupada. But what is the biggest problem in our society is that devotees, they have a guru, but sometimes there is conflict between different gurus, that he loves his guru more than the others. So how do we come to the point of loving all the spiritual masters?
Good point. Were you there before in this seminar? Okay. We discussed about that actually, briefly. I'll put it. You see, different devotees are in different levels. Like, first one is in a neophyte level. That is called Kanishtha Adhikari, or third class devotee. Then there is Madhyam Adhikari, a second class devotee, and then the first class devotee. Now, the definition of a third class devotee or a neophyte devotee is that he recognizes Krishna, he worships Krishna with respect, but he doesn't recognize his devotees. He doesn't recognize Krishna's devotees. The second class devotee recognizes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, recognizes Krishna's devotees, recognizes an innocent person, and recognizes an offender to Krishna. And the first class devotee is he who sees that everyone is a devotee of Krishna, only he couldn't become a devotee. Right? Now, from this, we get an clear understanding that as we make spiritual advancement, our area
of respect increases. See, when one is neophyte, then he will see only his guru and no one else. But as he comes out of this neophyte stage, then he will also recognize the other senior devotees, other advanced devotees who are helping him in his spiritual life, and recognize their contribution and accept them as his guru also. And then, so this is a matter of advancement. When we see that somebody is, you know, completely gung-ho, you know, about his guru, then we have to recognize that, well, he is not in a very advanced position, that's why he has developed this mentality. But when he becomes advanced, you know, he will see that other gurus are also, you know, bona fide, senior, advanced devotees. And it will be beneficial for him to develop his relationship with them as well and receive their mercy. So this is one aspect of the answer to your question. The other aspect will be, as you asked, like how we can actually develop a harmonious relationship with all the devotees in ISKCON. So the second consideration for that is to recognize Srila Prabhupada's position. Just like in a family, it is with the father or grandfather we become related to everyone else in the family, right? If the brothers don't accept the father, then will they be able to live together? No. Therefore, it is important that we recognize in ISKCON that Srila Prabhupada is the head, spiritual founder, acharya, who founded this institution or this family. And when we see everything in the light of Srila Prabhupada, then we can see our relationships with others. But on the other hand, if we don't recognize Srila Prabhupada's position and we get completely hung up with our guru, then what will happen? We will see simply a small little circle that is related to my guru. I will not be able to see or accept the others, although we are in the same family. Therefore, in order to create that family feeling in ISKCON, it is very, very important that we recognize Srila Prabhupada as the founder acharya, the spiritual head, the personality who created this ISKCON. That's what we are discussing at the beginning of the class today. That would there be an ISKCON without Srila Prabhupada? No. But will there be an ISKCON without me, although I am a spiritual master? Yes.
Yes.
ISKCON would be there. ISKCON is not dependent upon me. But ISKCON is dependent upon Srila Prabhupada. And whatever spiritual credibility I have today is because I am a member of ISKCON. Whatever spiritual status I have today is because I am representing ISKCON. So that is the point. You see, we have to recognize the spiritual significance of this institution, ISKCON. The importance of this institution, ISKCON. And if we want to consider the importance of ISKCON, then we have to recognize two most important factors in relation to that. One is Srila Prabhupada as the founder acharya and the GBC as the ultimate managing authority. Like if one accepts one but not the other, it won't work. Like if we say, oh, I accept Prabhupada but I don't accept GBC, then it won't work. Similarly, if I say I accept the GBC but I don't recognize Srila Prabhupada, that also won't work. Both are actually the integral consideration for ISKCON's proper integrity. That Prabhupada and GBC. Because in order to clarify this point, I will say, see in Gaudiya Math,
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told his disciples to manage the society through a GBC body after his disappearance. Now they accepted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his position, but they didn't accept the GBC that he wanted them to form and continue the mission. They thought, what's the point in how can a spiritual institution run by a group of managers? For that we need a guru. Therefore they appointed an acharya, and when the acharya fell down, whatever was left of the structure collapsed. So this way we can see, like, in order to maintain Srila Prabhupada's heritage, we need a governing body, a collective body of devotees who will uphold Srila Prabhupada's instructions, and who will execute Srila Prabhupada's will.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Yes, there's a question here. So I'm going on beyond time today because today is the last day. Huh? Oh, what time? Here? Oh, other. Okay, okay. You want to go? Okay. So this will be the last question or comment. Take the microphone.
Okay. The question is, in Russia, many Christian organizations are supported by people from abroad. And in this way, people respect those organizations and they see their opulence, etc. In case of ISKCON, we don't receive this help from outside the country. And because of a lack of this support, people don't respect ISKCON. What can you say about this?
Well, what can I say? Maybe you present it to the GBC body. Anyway, I'll speak to Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj about that. Okay.
People in Moscow asked to help to build a temple in Moscow, and no temple helped them.
It will not be right to say that there is no help, because I know that Gopal Krishna Maharaj is helping from India. There's a lots of government support, and we also have to understand that ISKCON is going through a lot of difficulties now. Like, for example, in America we have some massive court case, and we are being attacked from different parts. And now also I will tell you one thing in this context. You see, the progress of a spiritual movement doesn't depend on the amount of money it has. The progress of a spiritual movement lies in the purity of its participants, purity of its members. The purity is the force. Money is not the force for propagation of our movement. And I will say, in Russia, ISKCON may not be getting so much help from abroad, but in Russia, Krishna consciousness is spreading very wonderfully, and that is because of the purity of the devotees of Russia. It is due to the purity of the devotees of Russia that the communist government collapsed, and glasnost and perestroika took place. You see, one pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, what he had done. Did Prabhupada go to America with a lot of money? No, Prabhupada didn't have any money. But how did the movement spread? Because of Srila Prabhupada's purity. Therefore, we should not be so much concerned about how much money we get or how much opulence we can display. What really matters is our purity. So I will end the seminar now with a happy note and heartfelt thanks to all the participants, and I'll extend my special thanks to Suresha Prabhu, one of my very senior god brothers, because he actually inspired me to give this seminar. I was asked to give a seminar, and I didn't know whether I would be able to, because I didn't know whether I would be able to manage the time. And finally, when I agreed, then Janmashtami Prabhu asked me what would be the topic, and I was wondering what would be the topic, and then one day we had a discussion with Suresha Prabhu, and then after the discussion I realized the need of this topic, the importance of this topic, the recognizing Srila Prabhupada's position and the importance of Srila Prabhupada's teachings and Srila Prabhupada's spiritual gift in our spiritual life. So thank you very much for your wonderful participation, and I wish you a very happy Gaur Purnima festival, and enjoy your stay in Mayapur, and derive a lot of spiritual benefit from this holy dham, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.